Now, this Yom Tov of Shavuos in the Torah, it has different names. First, in Parashas Mishpatim, Perachov Gimel, in Pasik Tes Zayin, the Pasik says, V'chag HaKotzir, Bikurei Masecha Shetizra Basodeh. So it calls this Yom Tov of Shavuos V'chag HaKotzir. It's the Yom Tov of cutting down the Tfua, the grain from the fields. Also, Bikurei Masechom, Rashi explains, there's the Zman of Avoyis Bikurim. This is the time we start to bring Bikurim. Like on Shavuos, we know there's a special mincha that we bring the Shtei Halechem that comes in our service, and the Shtei Halechem that was Matir the Chodesh to be brought for the Menachos. From now on, we can bring the new wheat for Menachos, and to start to bring Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. So this Chag HaKotzer means it's the beginning, it's the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat for the Shtei Alechem and for the Inyan of Bikurim. Agav, this is one of the reasons why we lay Megillus Rus on Shavuos, because Megillus Rus was also the Zman HaKtzir, it was the time of cutting down, harvesting, that's this Zman of Shavuos. Then in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Daled, Posik Chav Beis, the Posik says, V'chag Shavuos Tasalucho. You should make a Chag of Shavuos, Bikurei Ketzir Chitim, again the Posik calls the beginning of cutting down the wheat, but here it calls V'chag Shavuos. In similar, in Parshas Re'i, in Devarim Tes Zayin, in Posik Yud, the Pasuk says, V'yosisa Chag Shavuos, La'ashem Elokecha. Also calls this Chag, Chag Shavuos. To Sant, here in Rei, the word Shavuos is with the Vav, it's a mole. And here in Kisisa, the word V'chag Shavuos is a chaser, it does not have the Vav. But these two places, the Torah calls this Yom Tov Chag Shavuos. We'll explain why is it called Shavuos. Pashat Shavuos means weeks. Like we know, we have to count 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos, and then we make the Chag HaShavuos. So it's called Loshen of Shavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Then in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, Perachov Ches, Posachov Vov, it says, Uv'yoyim HaBikurim, V'hakrivchem Mincho Chadosh El Hashem, V'shavuaseichem. So here the Posach calls Shavuos, Uv'yoyim HaBikurim, the day of bringing Bikurim, which is the Mincha Chadosha, that was the first time from the new crop, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbeach. So this Yom Tov is also called Chag of B'yayim HaBikurim. And in Lashon Chazal, we call Shavuos Atzeres, it's called the Chag Atzeres. Even though the Psukim doesn't call it Atzeres, we know Atzeres goes on Shmini Atzeres after Sukkis, but in Chazal we call Shavuos Lashon of Atzeres. Now, Atzeres means Lashon of holding back, meaning after we just had the Yom Tov of Pesach, all the Kedusha we received then, we don't want to just leave Hashem and leave the Kedusha, but Atzeres is Lashon of holding back, staying with it. We hold back, we hold it for another 49 days until the Chag HaShavuos. And really, by Sukkot is also the same way. Shmini Atzeres, like Rashi brings down the Medrash, that at the end of Sukkot, it's hard, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's hard to leave the Yom Tov. So Hashem says, please stay with me one more day, hold yourself back, stay with me one more day. And really, the Medrash says, the Yalkut says, that really by Shmini Atzeres, also should have really been 50 days after Chag HaSukkot. Just then it'll be in the time of the rain, so we do not want to push it off so much to let Klai Yisrael to go home in the rain. But really there isn't anything about Tzeres, holding yourself back, staying with the Gedusha a certain amount of time. Now in Parshas Emor, on the Posik of Atzeres he, Komlecha Saboy de Loisasum, this Posik Lamed Vov, and the Posik talks about Shmini Atzeres, that Shmini Atzeres, the Posik calls it Atzeres. So the Ramban over here explains that, like we just said from Rashi, it comes the end of Sukkot, it's hard to leave. So Hashem says, please wait one more day, stay with me one more day. The Ramban explains the same thing by Shavuos. That the Ramban says, V'lakach, therefore, Yikru Rabbeinu Zal, the Rabbanu means Chazal, call, V'chol mokum chag ha-shvuas atzeres. In Chazal, we always call this Yom Tov of Shavuos with the Lashon of Atzeres. It explains, because first Hashem gave us the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag of Pesach, for 7 days. And it has Kedusha one day first and one day the last day, the seventh day has Kedusha. And then Hashem gave us a long Chol HaMoed, the days of Svira that we count 49 days, Ramban says, that's like a Chol HaMoed in between one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And when it comes to the end of Chol HaMoed, which is the Chag HaShavuos, that's the Lashon of Atzeres. Like, please stay back, hold back with me one more Yom Tov to have another day, totally with Hashem. Which this was the Yom Matan Torah, that Ramban says, Sheherim bo yes isho hagdoloi, that Kosh Baruch Hu showed us His great fire, His greatness, udvorav shomu mitoichesh. We heard the words of Hashem through fire. So that's the Lashon of Atzeres. And to try and explain all these different names, what they have to do one and another, this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, the Yom Tov of Chag HaBikurim, the Yom Tov of Chag HaKetzir, and the Sinyan of Atzeres. Now we know, we count Sviras HaYimah, but the Pasuk says in Emor, that Darbro B'nei Yisrael V'yamatru Aleihem, Ki Sivoi V'Aloretz Asher Ani Noisim Lachem, Uktzartem es Ketziro, Vaveisem es Oimer, Reishes Ketzirchem Alakoin. That there's a mitzvah on the second day of Pesach to bring the Korban Oimer. The Korban Oimer is, that's the beginning, the first time we cut down the new barley, and we brought a mincha from the barley. This is the first time the new barley was brought on the Mizbech. Again, the new wheat, that was first brought on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, that was the first time wheat, the new wheat, was brought on the Mizbeach. But on Yom HaOmer, on the second day of Pesach, that's when they brought the first time the new barley on the Mizbeach. And then the Pasuk says, after this mitzvah of Omer, it says, U'svartem lochem mimochros ha-shabz yom avyechem es Omer, atunufom sheva shabosos t'mimus yenu. We have the mitzvah of Svira to count now 7 complete weeks from the time that we brought the Omer until Al Mimorchos Hashabbos Hashviyas Tishvach Hamishim Yoyim V'ikravtem Mincha Chadosh Chadosh El Hashem. And then on the 50th day, which is the Chag HaShavuos, we bring a Mincha Chadosh. We bring another Mincha, and this is the Shtei HaLechem that's brought from the new wheat. This is the first time the new crop of wheat is brought on the Mizbech. Now, even though the Chinuch L'Moshe, the Rasitas are showing that hold that the mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer applies b'zman hazeh midiraisa. Means even though we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have the Korban HaOmer, still there's a mitzvah of Sfira. And the Chinuch explains that the Ikka mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count from Pesach until the Chag HaShavuos, until the Chag of Matan of Kabbalah HaTorah. This shows if we're so happy we're waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah. So for the Cheshivas of the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's why we have a mitzvah now to count every single day to show how happy we are, like we're waiting, we can't wait until we come to the day of Chag HaShavuos. So really the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer does not have to do with the Korban HaOmer. It's an Inyan of counting, of showing how we're waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah. But still the Pasuk calls it U'svartem lachem mimorchos ha-shabbos miyam avichem es-omer ha-tnufa sheva shabosos. The Pasuk still calls it, they are counting now 7 weeks from the time we brought the Omer. Mashma, the Omer does have to do with this Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer. And the same thing, it's interesting, at the end of Sfiras HaOmer, when we come to the 50th day of Shavuos, we said one Pasuk calls it Yom HaBikurim. This is the day we start to bring the Bikurim, or else this is the day we bring the Mincha Chadosh Yom HaKetzir. This is the day we cut down the new wheat, and we bring the new wheat on the Mizbech. It's also an Inyan of bringing something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Omer is bringing the first barley on the Mizbech for Mincha, and Shavuos is Inyan of bringing the first wheat, the Shtei Lechem, for a Mincha on the Mizbech. And Bikurim for sure is like that. Bikurim is bringing the first crop, the first fruits that we have from the Shiva Saminim. There's a mitzvah to bring it and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is this Inyan? This is to show us that we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one that's giving us everything. Because even the crops, the wheat, the barley that we have, we realize it comes from Hashem. We want to thank Abba Koros HaTev to Kodesh Baruch Hu why He gave us this. That's the meaning of the Omer, to show that the beginning of the crop, the Chodesh, we appreciate Hashem gave it to us. Same thing on the B'yom HaBikurim, on the Chag HaShavuos, the Mincha Chadosh is to thank Hashem for the wheat. And Bechlal, the mitzvah of Bikurim is also thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for these Shiva Saminim that He gave us. Really, there's a Medrash on the first Pasuk in Chumash of Bereshis Bor Lakim, that the Medrash says that Bereshis goes on Bikurim. Vishvil Bikurim Shenikra Reshis Nivru Eilam, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the whole world for this mitzvah of Bikurim. What's so important about the mitzvah of Bikurim? It also is to show us, Bikurim shows us, that everything we receive in this world, we appreciate that it comes from Hashem. We give Him back HaKoros HaTov, we appreciate Him HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave it to us. And this is the purpose of this world. There's a Zohar like this that says the purpose of this world is Lishtem Adodoyi, is to realize, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate Him, to see all the good that He's giving us, to come to be makah the greatness of Hashem. That's the purpose of this world. So Bikurim brings us for that. In fact, we bring the Reishis, the beginning of the crop that grows, our labor, and not to think it's all our work, but to realize it's a matana from Hashem. Now we're mekayim the tachlis of this world. Now we'll soon explain more, but just let's go into the other name. The name that we deraisa this yontiv is called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Kipshuta Shavuos means the 7 weeks that we count. There's a Sfasemus explains from the Medrash that Shavuos also goes on the double lashon of a Shrua, that there were Mushva v'yomid mehar Sinai. This is the Yom Tov that we swore to accept upon ourselves the Torah. But the Pashup Shat is Chag HaShavuos goes on the 7 weeks. And really the Achreinim answer for a question, like on Chag HaShavuos, the 7 weeks pass by already. They're not here anymore. Sakam, we call the 50th day the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that those 7 weeks passed by already. It's in the past. We should have given it a new name. Why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? And the pshat is that this Yom Tov of Shavuos is the Yom Tov of our preparation, our hachona, how much work we put in to retain the Kedusha, to be able to receive the Torah. In other words, that on Chag HaPesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all other nations. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He made the Eser HaMakos. He made all the Nisim Alayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us. And the Chazal always say that Pesach is called Is Ru'uah Dili'ela. It's like a Matana Min HaShemayim. Klai Yisrael was not at the Madrega to have such Kedusha. There were before that the Memtesh Sharitum in Mitzrayim. There was a Matana Hashem like Pesach. Shem jumped over Horem, jumped over and gave us great madrigas, brought us to tremendous amount of kedusha, like it says, Masheror Shivcha Layam Leroy Yecheska Ben Buzi. What a shivcha was able to see the greatness of Hashem, that Mayaminu Bashem of Umay Shavdu, they're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Zakeh Levi Anveyu by Kriyas Yamsuf, Yecheska Ben Buzi did not see that. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself a tremendous amount of Kedusha, of Zekei Levi Anveyu, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we were not at the Madrega to keep it. But the pshat is that Hashem gave it to us, and our avodah now is to hold on to it. Our avodah is to work with that Kedusha, that it should become part of us. It should be our Kedusha, that we should deserve to really have the Torah. We should deserve to really have the Kedusha. Therefore, this Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's called Chag HaShavuos, means the Chag of the 7 weeks that we worked upon ourselves, the Yemei Sviro, that we worked upon ourselves to retain the Kedusha and make the Kedusha dissolve in us, to become part of us, to become ours. Therefore, we can have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. Like we know, Yom Tov of Shavuos, we call in davening, we say, it's Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. The Zaman Matan, the Matana Teresenu, our Torah. The question is, why do we call it Zaman Matan Teresenu? We just should have said Zaman Matan Torah. This is the Zaman, the time that Hashem gave the Torah. Zaman Matan Torah. How can we call it Zaman Matan Teresenu, our Torah? The pshat is that on Pesach, that's when Hashem gave us a matana. That's when Hashem lifted us up, even though we didn't deserve it. But throughout these next 7 weeks, these Yemei Svir, with the days that we work upon ourselves, it's called Hachana, preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, that when we finally come to the Chag HaShavuos, we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it became part of us already. Now we are at the Madrega of Kedusha. Now we deserve the Torah because we're at that Madrega. So that's this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, is the Yom Tov after preparing yourself, working on yourself for 7 weeks to retain the Kedusha that we received then by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it becomes our Torah. The Mefarshim all speak out, just like by a Zav or by a Nidom, there's Ninyan of Zayin Nikiyim, means if they're Tomei, after the Tumma goes away, they have to wait 7 days to become Tor, called Zayin Nikiyim. Same thing by Klai Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were in the middle of the Tumas Mitzrayim, they had a lot of Tumma with them. And they had to work on themselves to take away that Tumma, to make themselves pure. Therefore, they had to count 7 times the Zayin Nikiyim. It wasn't enough just once, 7 days, but the Tumma was so great there that they had to work upon themselves for 7 weeks, 7 times 7. So they had to make 7 Zayin Nikiyim to work upon themselves to take off the Tumma to be able to retain the Madrega of Kedusha. And it's also good that we know on Shavuos they brought the Shtei HaLechem, which was made from Chometz. Pasuk says, Tzolis Tiyenu Chometz Teafenu. That usually all other menachos, it's also to make it chametz. It always had to be matzah, not chametz. Here on Shavuos, we brought the Shtei HaLechem from chametz. How come it's brought from chametz? The pshat is that on Shavuos we mekabel the Torah. We're at such a madrega of kedusha that like we mevatel the Yetzara. We know chametz and merum is in the Yetzara. Like by Pesach, we have to mevayeh, throw out the Yetzara from us. But by Shavuos we came to such a high madrega, it's like we don't have the Yetzer with us anymore. So therefore we're able to eat chametz, to bring the mincha of chametz on Shavuos. And really there's Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says that v'chol ha-kabonis ksiv chet, by all other kabonis, it says the reason why we bring the korban. Klai Yisrael, if you did a chet, you did something wrong, you have to bring a korban. But uvatzeres, but the musaf, the kabonis we bring on Shavuos, ein ksiv chet, the pasuk does not say any chet, it's time, bring a mincha chadosha, bring the shtei alechem, and bring the kabonis with them, but it does not say any chet. So the Rishami says that Om Leom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Mechiven shekibaltam aleichem ol Torah, since you accepted upon yourself the ol, the responsibility to be mekayim, to learn the Torah, Malani aleichem kilu lechatosim yemechem. I consider it upon yourselves as if you never did a chet. Levishiyesh by bitul yetzara, that it's called on Shavuos we like mevatel the yetzara. Therefore, it's considered as if we never did a chet. And now we can understand very good the Ramban we spoke out before, that Pesach he says that's the beginning of the Yom Tov. And Shavuos, that's the end of the Yom Tov. And the days in between are like Chol HaMoed. The Ramban explains more there, that we know that Pesach is called the Yom Tov of Zaman Chereseinu. We became freed. But Chazal say, Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Ele Mishoisek Pateira. Who is called a real free person? Somebody that's Isek Pateira. Therefore the Ramban said, when was the Gemar? When did it finish Zaman Chereseinu? When did it really become freed? That's by Shavuos, Zaman Kabbalas HaTorah. When we makabla upon the Torah, let me just explain now, like the Medrash Yerushalmi says, we became freed from the Yetzirah. That Torah is the Sam HaMavis that kills the Yetzirah. Like the Gemara Kedushin says, Borosi Yetzirah or Borosi Torah Tavlin Loi. The Kodesh Baruch himself tells us that even though we created the Yetzirah, but Torah is the Tavlin, that's the spice, to wipe out, to kill out the Yetzirah. So here on Shavuos, when we were Zeicha to this high Madrega of Kedusha, to be able to really be Mekabel the Torah, to make it Torah, say nu, our Torah, not just our Matan Torah, but Zman Matan Torah, say nu, became our Torah, it became part of us, Therefore, we're able to knock out the Yetzara, we're able to become Noki Minachet. So this is the Zman, this is the Gemar, the end of the Zman Cheresenu. That's the Chohuzak Cheres, means you're freed from the Yetzara, that's Mishoisek Batera. Because a freed person means he's working for himself. When a person listens to the Yetzirah and works for him, he's not working for himself, he's only getting punished. But when a person gets rid of his Yetzirah, he becomes freed from the Yetzirah through the Kabbalah Satorah, then whatever he does is called working for himself, and everything he does is only his own gain, the Torah, the mitzvahs, without you b'zeichat olam haba, that's called real schar. So the Gemara of Zman Cheresenu, that's with the Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. Now really, Chag HaShavuos, the Zman Kabbalah Satorah, the Inyan to Mekabel the Torah, it's not only on Chag HaShavuos. Now this is the famous Teres Tachreinim ask, how come the Torah doesn't mention Shavuos to be a Zman Kabbalah Satorah? The Torah doesn't mention a word about Kabbalah Satorah. We say in Davening Zman Kabbalah Satorah. How come though in the Torah doesn't mention it? So Kliyoka once said, because the Torah wouldn't mention it on Chag HaShavuos as a Zman Kabbalah Satorah, a person would think it could only be Mekabel the Torah once a year on Chag HaShavuos. And that's not true. Every single day of the year, whenever we learn Torah, it's always supposed to be Kechadoshois, Kilo Nitnu, Kilo Kiblu, Hayom Har Sinai. So if the Torah doesn't want to mention it, as if to say, every single day of the year, really could be Mekabel the Torah and knock out the Yetzirah. I realize a little rem, as we know, the other Yom Tovim, Sukkis, Pesach, has 7 days to it. There's 7 days of Yom Tov. And there's a Zaman of Tashlumim. If you didn't bring the Korban the first day, you could bring the Korban the next day. The third day is a Tashlumim of 7 days of Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. Shavuos, we know, Midirais is only 1 day. But still there's a Loch of Tashlumim. If you did not bring the Korban, Chagiga, on Yom Tov, on the first day, you could bring it for the next 7 days. So it has a Tashlumim. But interesting, the Tashlumim of Shavuos is Yimei HaChoyl. The Yom Tov is only 1 day. How come the Yom Tov doesn't extend for 7 days? Alright, we just explained, according to Ramban, it wouldn't be such a kasha, because really Shavuos is like the Atzeres of Pesach. It's the end of Pesach. But still, so someone explained that the Pshat is, the teaches this Inyan, that the Inyan of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, is not only on Yom Tov itself. It could even be B'Yemei HaChoyl. It could even be throughout the whole year. You can Mekabel upon yourself the Kedusha Satorah to be knock out the Yetzirah. So therefore it's interesting why the Tashlumim of the Kabbonis HaShavuos could even be brought B'Yemei HaChoyl. To teach us this Inyan even throughout the whole year on Yemei HaChoyl, a weekday, also we could be Mekabel the Torah. Now we know by Chag HaShavuos, Klal Yisrael came to the great Madrega, and the way we're explaining it now was only after 7 weeks of real work of Achonam that they came to the Madrega where they said Nasa V'Nishma. That the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this. One Gemara there says in Peites Mabez that Bishor Shekdimu Lefanecha Nasa L'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael was about to accept the Torah, and they said, Nasa, first we will do whatever you tell us, Hashem. And then Nishma, then we'll try to understand it. So then the Pasuk says, Karosilem b'ni b'chari Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael got ashamed, Bonim. We are now considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now b'ni b'chari Yisrael. Another Chazal say, that b'shor shekdimu Yisrael naslo Nishma. But Klal Yisrael came to this great Madrega to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma Yotzes HaBaskol. A Baskol came out, like a Nevuah came out, the Yarmulah, and told Klal Yisrael, Migilo Lefot Labonai Rozeh, who uncovered to my children this private thing, Shemalchei Hashoros Mishtam Shemboi. This is a Loshen the way Malochim talk. And the Masho explains that the difference between a malach and a person is that a person has a yetzara, and therefore when he has to do a mitzvah, he has two ways. He can think about doing it. The yetzer toiv tells you to do it, but there's the yetzara inside you tells you to not do it. So when a person does a mitzvah, like there's something holding him back, he has the yetzara there. Mashenkein by malachim, when they go to do mitzvahs, they don't have a yetzara. So when they hear the Dvar Hashem, they get up and they jump and they do it. They don't have any second thought. There's nothing to stop them. They just jump. So that's what the Gemara means, that Klai Yisrael came to the Madrega Malachim when they said, Nase v'nishma, means Nase, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to jump and do it. We're not going to think twice. We're not going to have any Yetzirah with us. We're going to knock out the Yetzirah, like we're just saying. With the Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Barossi Torah Tavlin Loi, that knocks out the Yetzirah. So Klai Yisrael came to such a high Madrega by Shavuos, to a Mekabel the Torah to say Nase, that whatever you say, we're just going to go and do it right away. There's not going to be any double thoughts. We're not going to think about it. Yes, no. We're just going to run to do it. So they came then to the Madrega of Malachim. That's the way Malachim talk. Migilu Labonai Rozeh Shemalchi Ashoros Mishtam Shemboi. So this is the Chag HaShavuos that Klai Yisrael came to a tremendous Hakora to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yikar Einoid Milvadoi, we only have one purpose in this world, and that's to serve Hashem, to do His mitzvahs, to Mekabel His Torah, and to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's very good now, while we call this Yom Tov again, Chag HaShavuos, is the Chag of the Weeks, meaning that how did we come to such a Madrega that even though Hashem gave it to us for present on Pesach, but we didn't just leave it alone, but we stayed with it and we worked on ourselves now for 7 weeks, and we came to the Madrega of Nasa V'Nishma to be able to mekabel the Torah completely. And that's why Chazal called Lashon of Atzeres, means we stayed with the Kedusha for 7 weeks. We didn't leave it alone, but we worked on it until finally we called it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, that it became our Torah, because we worked so hard. And now it's very good, this thing of Bikurim. This is the site of Bikurim also, like we said before. The whole world was created Bishvil the Mitzvah Bikurim. The Jew has to realize everything we do, whatever we receive, whatever we get, only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bikurim, the first crop of the Shiva Saminim, the special Minim. Give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring it to the Mizbech, bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, give it to the Kayin. If the show there's Akara Satay, we're appreciating, we're thanking and realizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you come to Madrega of Nasa V'Nishma. We just want to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. And that's the meaning of Chag HaKatzir also. The Chag HaKatzir means it's the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat, meaning that now we cut down the new wheat and we don't just keep it for ourselves and use it for ourselves, but the first thing we do right away is go bring a Mincha Chadosha. We right away give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show this Akaras HaTov. And that even started with the Omer. That the Omer was also the Reishis, that was the first cutting down of the barley that was brought for their Mincha, the Mincha Soima. So the beginning of Pesach and then until the end of Shavuos, we're all Isaac in this Inyan of being Mekar of ourselves to come to this great Madreg of Nase V'Nishma. That whatever Hashem does, we'll do right away, because we realize everything we have only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this Chag HaShavuos is a Yom Tov of the 7 weeks of preparation that we come now to the Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah, what tremendous simcha a Jew should have on Chag HaShavuos. That we know in the Torah, it doesn't say simcha by Pesach, but the first time it says simcha is by Chag HaShavuos. True, by Sukkot is a ribui of the Samat Mechagech or Marba more simcha. But the first place the Torah says Simcha is on Chag HaShavuos, because this is the tremendous Simcha, the best Simcha you can have, is you come to a realization that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to be Makit Toiv and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Torah, gave us this great Matana, the great present, the Torah. We come to appreciate the Torah. That's the biggest Simcha a Jew can have. Therefore, Shavuos Tak is a Zaman of Simcha, Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah, it's a Zaman when we came to our Tachlis, came to our highest Madrega of Kedusha by saying Nase V'Nishma. And this is also pshat in the Gemara in Psochem and Daf Pei Chesam Abeis, that the Gemara says, HaKol Moedim, everybody agrees, the Atzeres, again, Chazal always called this Yom Tov Atzeres, the Bina Nami Lachem, that we have to eat, we have to enjoy ourselves on Chag HaShavuos. My time of the Gemara says, what's the reason? Because it's a Yom She'nitnu Boi Torah. This is the day the Torah was given. Really, it's very hard to understand this Gemara. Like on a regular Yom Tov, it's a machlokes. One man, the other says, if you want to, it could be Kulu Hashem. If you want, you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov, you can make it Kulu Hashem. But on the Chag HaShavuos and Atzeres, everybody agrees, no, you have to eat. And what's the reason why? Because this is the day the Torah was given. It should be just the opposite. The day the Torah was given, so spend the whole day learning the Torah, only be Yosek in Kedush and Ruchnias. How come today you have to have Lochem? And the Pshat is like we say now, that the Yisoid of Torah is that we appreciate everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to appreciate the Gashmias also. We have to appreciate the Lechem, the food we have, that every single thing we receive in this world only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the Rabbah, we have to enjoy this world. We have to enjoy the eating. But just we have to realize that it's a matana that Hashem gives us, and therefore we have to be makat toiv and appreciate and go back to be oivet Hashem. The same meaning is on Shabbos also. Shabbos is the name of Oynik Shabbos, to enjoy yourself, to have Gashmius on Shabbos. Because the Pshat is Shabbos is the Yom HaKadusha, and therefore this is the day we can appreciate, to realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll go back and say Shirush Mishra Bachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chag HaShavuos also, if this is the day the Torah was given, this is the day we received it, we came to the realization of Ein Oid Movadoi, Nasa V'Nishma, therefore we should use the Gashmius and enjoy it. But to understand, to realize that these are Matonis that Hashem gave us, just like the Bikurim, to take the first crop and bring it to Hashem, but then you're allowed to enjoy your crop. Because you have to realize it's a Matonah from Hashem. And then that's the tachlis of this world, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, turn over. We'll have another shmuz on the other side.
So that's what the Torah just said. It's called the Mincha Chadosha, or to bring the Shtei Halechim. With the Rabbanan Taka and the Nusach HaTfilah, we mentioned Taka Zman, Matan Torah Seinu. Now the question is, if the Torah didn't want to say, talk about Shavuos as a Zman Kabbalah HaTorah, how come the Chazal, when they made the Nusach of like Shmon Esrei, like we call Yom Tov of Shavuos, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? If the Torah didn't want to call it, why does Chazal call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu? And really, the question also is, why do we say it's called the Zaman Matan of giving the Torah? Why don't we say Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah? It's the time that we receive the Torah. Well, this we'll talk about. So every Yom Tov we know of the Gimur Golem, it's called the Smachta B'Chagecho, it's an Indian of Simcha, to be happy. And the Simcha we have from Yom Tov has to last us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. The Lamoshel is a Medrash that says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Klai Yisrael to be the Simcha whole year. Therefore, we put the Gimur Golem at different times of the year. We have Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this wasn't enough, so he added a Yom Tov of Purim, and then he added a Yom Tov of Chanukah. But the Yisoid of one Yom Tov is to take the Simcha with us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And really, Rav Aaron Tzatzal, Rav Shiva Tzatzal, want to explain that some Rishonim learn on Yom Tov we have a Neshama Yisera. Just like on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera, the same thing on Yom Tov also you have a Neshama Yisera. So the question is, if you have a Neshama Yisera, how come on Mitzvah Yom Tov, when we make Havdalah, why don't we have to make a Bracha on B'Samin? Just like on Mitzvah Shabbos, when the Neshama Yisera goes away, we have to make a Bracha on the B'Samin, smell something to take away the pain from losing the Neshama. So why don't we have to do it on Mitzvah Yom Tov also? And he wanted to answer the Pshat is that on Mitzvah Yom Tov, we don't lose the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama of Yom Tov stays with us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. Like the Hashfor that we got from Yom Tov, the Simcha we got, was supposed to keep with us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And it's interesting, where Tosfos in Chagiga on the Ches Amud Aleph explains that the other Gemara Dashan from the Samachta B'Chagechom, the Rabbis call Minei Samachas. All different types of Simcha, of Samachas you can be Yitzon. Not only with the Shalom B'Chagiga, but with Matonis, with Oilois and the Dovois and Bechor. The Torah explains there that really the posik is a ribu, is an extra posik, because really the Torah said already be atzeres simcha, and we learn out Pesach from atzeres, and really learn out Sukkot also from atzeres at the meaning of simcha. That the Torah says by Sukkot again with samachta b'chagecho, that's extra to learn out other halachis, but really we can learn out all the gimel regolim from atzeres, the meaning of simcha. So it comes out that the place where the Torah talks about simcha by Yom Tov is by Shavuos. Hey, how come Simcha is the Ika Simcha is by Shavuos? Where is the Simcha in Shavuos? Also, we have to know, like we're saying, every Yom Tov of Adar is called Smachta Bechgechom. There's an inyan of Simcha to be happy that has to last us. But of course, each Yom Tov has its private Simcha. What's the Protestant Simcha we learn out from the Chag HaShavuos? We know the Gemara in Pesachim said that Rav Yossi said that Ilav HaYoyma Kagorim is Kama Yossi Ika B'Shukah. Rav Yossi got up and said, if not for this day, in other words, the day of Kabbalah Satur of Shavuos, in other words, that I became a big Talmud Chochem, and I'm a great person right now, there would have been a lot of Yossis in the Shuk, I would be nobody. If not for the Torah that I learned, that I became a big Talmud Chochem, I would be nobody. And the Kasha they ask is, that when the Gemara in Saita said that Rav Yossi was an Onif. It says when Rebbe was Nifta, the Gemara says there was Bottle Anova, and Rav Yossi said, no, since I'm around, I still have the Midah Anova. So if he was an Onif, how could he right now, like he's showing off and bragging and saying, I'm a great person, you know why? Because I received the Torah. Like how could he be go bragging about this? So we'll soon be mazbo that really what Rav Yossi was saying was not really bragging. The Torah was Gaivam, but he was really teaching us what's the Yisrael of Shavuos. What did we learn out from Shavuos? Now we spoke about before that on Shavuos, Chazal gave the name of Zaman Matan Teresenu. We don't say Kabbalah Satara, we say Matan Teresenu. And really the Magen Avraham asked the question, how could we say and vote this Sivin, Zaman Matan Teresenu, that we hold our Rabbi Yossi sheet, the Torah was first given on Zayin B'Sivin? And the answer that the Achronim say is that true. The Torah Lamaisa, the Kabbalah, was on Zayin B'Sivin. But the Matana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us the Torah. In other words, he brought it down to this world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah on Vav B'Sivin. And once Moshe had the Matana of the Torah, Moshe darshaned the Torah to say that you have to eat another day, Yom HaMo'omachar, that Mocher is Kiyom. Therefore, he ate another day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim HaYodai. But the present was given to us, Taka, on Vav B'Sivin. Just Moshe dashed in the Torah to eat another day, so Lamaisa we first received the Torah on Zayin B'Sivin. But the Matana was given on Vav. That's why it's good why on Vav B'Sivin we say a Lashon of a Zman Matan Teresenu. Now the difference between the Matana and the Kabbalah is that the Matana we're talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present. The Kabbalah Satorah, that's what Klai Yisrael themselves did, that they accepted the Torah. Now we know the Klal, usually the Torah always talks about the Chshivas, what Klal Yisrael does. In other words, by Pesach Lamashal, the Torah calls the Yom Tov of Pesach Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos goes upon the Klal Yisrael, Shlehispiko, they didn't wait, and they ran out of Mitzrayim, they didn't have enough dough with them, it didn't rise yet. So the Torah talks about what Klal Yisrael did. That's why it's called Chag HaMatzos. We call it Chag HaPesach, because we talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. The Kosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses and didn't kill our Bechorim. Here also, the Torah itself, it would talk about Zaman Kabbalah Satorah, the way Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah. And that the Kli Yakar explains, the Torah didn't want to talk about how Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, because then you could think you could only accept the Torah once a year and not every single day. And really, really, every single day when we learn Torah, it's like we're accepting it now from Har Sinai. So that's why the Torah didn't want to talk about the way Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah by Har Sinai. But Chazal, when they came along and called Shavuos Zaman Matan Teresenu, like we're saying, that really happened on Vav B'Sivin, that's the pshat that we talk about what Hashem did to us. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a special present. He gave us a special matana. The matana was the Torah. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kli HaYokar. Something that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves. It's mamish, it was created a thousand years before the Bria Seolam. And Chazal say that Bora be a rice of Estakel be a rice of Bora Yalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah. That was the blueprints how to make the world, and from that he made the world. Like the Mashgiach of Yeruchim is Masbir, that the reason why we have it that we're born from parents, we have a father and a mother. The reason why that's the way the world goes is because the Torah says a mitzvah kavod esavicha v'yesemecha. Since the Torah says a mitzvah of respecting your parents. That's why the Maitzah, when Hashem created this world, He made it that we're created through parents in order to be Mekayim the Torah. In other words, the Torah is not such a choshev a thing that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. That's called Zaman Matan Teresenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His present. That's what Chazal called Shavuos. In other words, well, it comes out that the Yisoid of Shavuos is HaKoras HaToiv. We have to realize and thank, like, and realize what kind of a great present Hashem gave us, and have a little bit of Hakaras HaTov, like go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hakaras HaTov to realize that Hashem gave us such a great present, that's the Yisoid of Shavuos. Hakaras HaTov of Zaman Matan Tov Aseinu. And really what we say in davening and Yom Tov all the time, Ato v'chatonu mikol amim, v'hafto yisonu, v'kidashtonu v'rimamtonu mikol ashenois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, v'rimamtonu, we lifted us, v'kidashtonu, it's all because of the Kabbalah HaTorah. Where was Klai Yisrael chosen to be different? By Kabbalah HaTorah, like we say in Birchas HaTorah, Asher bo ha'abonu mikol amim, v'nosan lonu west ha'rosai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations and He gave us the Torah. And even by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was Almanas. There should be a Kabbalah HaTorah later. So Hashem chose us by showing it, by giving us the Torah. So Mamish, that's the Yisoid of Shavuos. It's a Zaman, Matan Torah Seinu. We have to realize there's great present that Hashem gave us. And that's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. Rabbi Yossi was talking about like giving back Shvach, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saying, you know how great this day is, that the reason why a Talmud Chochem is different than anybody else, like, why is Klai Yisrael different? Because we received the Torah. The Torah is what makes us Choshev. So he wasn't saying it to brag about himself, how great he is, but rather he was saying it to give Hakaras HaTov, like realizing the great present that Hashem gave us, and saying, Ilav HaYom HaDekogorim, if not for this day of Shavuos, the day we received, we got the Torah. That's what made Klai Yisrael Choshev, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us over all of the nations, and gave us his Kli Chemda. Then Kami Yosef Ikim Shuka, there'd be a lot of Yosef in the street. I wouldn't have any Cheshivas. Klai Yisrael wouldn't have any Cheshivas, anything special. We'd be like any other nation. But it's like coming to the Akorot realization that we received this tremendous present from Hashem that makes us greater and picked us up and was Mekadosh us more than any other nation. And that's the Yisrael of Zaman Matan Teresenum, that Hashem gave us this Matana. Now if a person realizes what kind of a Matana you have, it's not possible to be in a Matzav of Atzvus to be sad, not to be happy. Like Lamoshel, if somebody just inherited $1 million, so he goes home, Mamas, Moli, Simchi, he's happy, he just got $1 million. Let's say he goes home and his kid breaks something, his kid breaks a chair, even if the chair cost $100. It doesn't bother him at all today. Why do I care about $100? I just got $1 million though. I just became so rich that little things don't bother me anymore. That's the pshat also of a person who realizes that the man Matan Torah Seinu, Hashem today gave us the Torah, gave us his great present, his Kli Chemda. He gave it to us, that how much we got today, the millionaires we became, that you have to be the Simcha, you have to be happy, nothing can bother you. What bothers you? Small things. This is not going good, that's not going so good. That means nothing can make a Torah though. The fact we received the Torah, the happiness we should have by receiving the Torah, that means so much to us that we can't be not happy. We can't be sad right now. That's why the Torah put the union of Simcha B'davka by Shavuos. Because when a person got such a present, like the Torah, it's not shaykh not to be B'Simcha and nothing could share it. Anything else is only something small connected to this great present of the Torah. And the Moshe Shavuos is the yahrzeit of Dovra Melech. He was born on Shavuos and Niftar on Shavuos. By Dovra Melech it's brought down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to be Niftar on Shabbos. So Dovra Melech said back, please, I don't want to be Niftar on Shabbos, let me be Niftar on Sunday. Hashem said no. When it comes up your time, it's a time for your son Shlomo Melech, you can't go into his position, his time, even a second. So he said, good, take me away before him then. Take me away on a Friday, let me be Niftar day before Shabbos. Hashem answered back, the Gemara on Shabbos says, Nachlam Aleph, and says, no, that Tovli Yoimechot Shatoisik Batorah. Kodesh Baruch says, I like it better. The one day that you sit and learn Torah, Yoisei Me Alfei Kabonis, Shemevi Bincha Shlomo de Beis Hamikdash. More than 1,000 kabbonis that your son Shlomo Melech will bring in the Beis Hamikdash, I like better your learning the Torah. So we see how dear and achoshev is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the Torah, what it means to Hashem that we learn the Torah, and that Hashem gave us this great present. And we have to realize that today we became Amish millionaires. That of Achatona Mikol Amim, Hashem Bachabona Mikol Amim, that's Gwon on Shavuos. That today we became something special, we received something special. So with this alone we have to be happy. This is the Indian of Zaman, or to be besimcha on Yom Tov of Shavuos. And like by terrorists, who says the pasuk says Eitz Chaim Milo Machazikim Bo. Terrorists called the Eitz Chaim. It's mamish the tree of life. And the Moshrab Chaim Loshnig is if somebody the Moshrab is drowning in the river, he's drowning there. He can't help himself. and somebody throws him a big piece of wood that's floating, and he grabs onto the wood, and that holds him up. That's the mashal, that's Torah. Torah is called Eitz Chaim. That's the tree that we hold on to, the branch we hold on to, that keeps us alive. If not for Torah, we'd be drowning, we'd be nothing. It's the Torah, that's the Chaim, that keeps us alive. That's the tremendous matana that Hashem gave us. And the more we realize it, that's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. To sit down and realize how chashuv the Torah is, what kind of a great present we got from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to go give him back a Karas HaTayv. L'moshul, in this Pasha, Pasha's Baloischom, it says in the end of the Pasha, Badinu Behib and Soyorin, it says the Pasha of Behib and Soyorin. And we know before the Pasha, there's a Nun Hafucha, a Nun turned upside down, and afterwards there's a Nun Hafucha, a Nun turned upside down. And Rashi brings down that really this Pasha, Shledim Koyma, doesn't belong to be here, it's not its right place, but it's put there to be Mafsik, Bein Pronius to Pronius. That before Klai Yisrael did a cheta of Vayisum Har Hashem, they ran away from Har Sinai, like a tinder kaprek from Beis HaSefer, like a kid that runs away from school, as if to say, we had enough Torah, don't give us any more. And the next cheta Pasuk says is, Vayi Yom Kim Mesoinanim, that Klai Yisrael was complaining. It doesn't say what they complained about, it just says they were complaining. So the Pasuk says, Vatiba Hashem got angry at them and burnt them up. He made a fire come down and they were burnt up. But the Pasuk doesn't say what they were complaining about. It just says, Vayhi Om Kimisayinim. They were complaining. Now, I once heard of a pshat from Rav Ozna Shlita that he wanted to say Nechnami. They had no reason for complaining. There wasn't any real complaints. But our co-partner, they weren't in a happy mood. They were in a complaining mood, even without any complaints. For that alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to kill out these Rishoyim. Like, what does it mean? You just received the Torah. You just got the Kli Chemda. You have everything. You're not missing anything. You just got $1 million. How is it possible now to be not happy, to be kimisayinim, to be complainers? So for that, the Keterah had to put the two nuns turned upside down, as if to say the Naseh v'nishma, the Klai Yisrael said, they lost it now. If you say Naseh v'nishma in the Kabbalah Torah, you have to be happy, you have everything. What do you mean, like even before, how can you run away from the Torah? What do you mean that Hashem gave you too many mitzvahs, you don't want more? That's why you're running away? The opposite. The more Torah you have, the more mitzvahs you have, the more millions you have. The more Eitz Chaim we have, the more happy we have to be. That was Naseh v'nishma. We're as happy as could be that we received the Torah. And in Klai Yisrael now, the Rishoyim there were in the matzav of, they were running away. They were not happy, they were complaining. That's a steer to Kabbalah HaTorah. But I call upon him through the Kabbalah HaTorah, through the matona that Hashem gave us, we have to be the simcha. We have to realize that's life, that's the most chashuv thing we have, that's nitzchiyus, the Torah we take with us, that goes with us with Olam Haba, a malavan al yodam lo yakesev lo yazov. Everything we make on this world stays behind when we leave the world. The only thing we take with us is only the Torah and the Ma'isim Tovim we take with us. That the, what's the Ma'isim Tovim and the Torah? That's mamash the Torah, the limit of Torah. Really, the say from the Kisvei Ariza Tzal said that the equal way of doing tshuva is by being asik in Torah. Because the pshat is, when you do mitzvahs, if you're not a tzaddik, you're a rasha, it could be a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't accept the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Torah, rips up the mitzvah. Unless later you do tshuva, then when you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel the mitzvahs. But right now, when you're a rush, you're not doing such good, the mitzvahs you do also Hashem doesn't accept it. Now, Hashem came by Torah, Torah Hashem always accepts. That's the chshivus of Torah. And doing the Rambam, says, Le'olam yasek godem b'Torah, afal pi shel lishmo. Rambam doesn't say, Le'olam yasek b'Torah b'mitzvahs, like the Lashon HaChazal. Because by mitzvahs, it's not always that shel lishmo or be mekubel. Hashem came by Torah, even if you learn Shlo Lishmo, Torah has Kedusha to it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Mechashev, accepts the Torah, that's a Choshev Azach the Torah. And the Torah works over the person. Like Rabbi Kiva, the Tanner Rabbi Kiva made a Kal B'Chayma, that he saw the way water was dripping down on a stone, and it made an indention, it made a picture on the stone. So made a Kal B'Chayma, if the water, if the dripping so much can affect the hard stone, Torah, no matter how bad you are, if you learn Torah day in, day out, it keeps on coming into you, it has to affect you. Eventually, you become another mashalom. Eventually, it will make you into a tzaddik. So the Torah, no matter who you are, that's pure. And the Maran Bracha says, Torah is ein mekablum tumah. That's the chshivas of Torah, that no matter what you are, no matter how tummy you are, when you learn Torah, it goes into you, it makes you over. It may take time, but the more you learn, the more it works you over. That's the kli chemda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the special matana. We have to realize it. We have to be makir tov to come to that Koros HaTov to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this great matana. And that's a tremendous avoda, the union of Hakaras HaToyv, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. Well, in the beginning of the Parsha Baloischo, Rashi brings down that Lomo Nismecho Parshas Menorah LaParshas HaNisiyim, as the Parsha before Nos was talking about, that when Nisiyim brought the Kabonas, brought the Matonas for the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and Akam now right away talks about the Menorah. So Rashi brings down the famous Medrash that Aaron felt very bad, that he wasn't Bechlal the Nisiyim, him and the Sheva didn't bring any Matono, he felt very bad. So Kosh Baruch Hu told him, don't feel so bad. Chayechom, that your avoida be madlik the neiris is more chashiv than their avoida. That's what the Medrash says. So really the Ramban asked the question, like, why did Aaron felt good now, like when Hashem said you'll be like the Menorah? What was so great about lighting the Menorah? Really, Aaron felt bad that he wasn't bechlal in the seat and he didn't bring his presence. Even though really Aaron the Kohen Gadol has plenty of avoida special for himself. He has the whole avoida on Yom Kippur he has. He could bring kabonas, he brings the keteris. He has a special chavitim. Like, why wasn't Aaron Mefuyis with all these avoidas that he does? Why did the Pasuk Dafka, the Rashi, the Medrash say Dafka, he only felt good when Hashem gave him the avoid of lighting the menorah? And Hashem said, the lighting of the menorah is more choshev than the other avoidas. Why? What's so great about lighting of the menorah? The Chaim Shalevet HaSal has a shmuz on this, and it brings down to the Medrash Rabbi. The Medrash talks about this and says, the menorah was a mashal like this, that Klai Yisrael really is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is there a mitzvah to light the menorah? Do you need the light? Like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, light up the whole world. So why come you need us to light the menorah for you? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, it's like a true, I'm not doing it for myself, but I want to let you be able to thank me. In other words, I give you the light the whole time, and I want you to be able to thank me for the light that I give you. I'm letting you have a little HaKaras HaToyv. That's this avoid of the menorah. And it's a marshal to a blind person and a smart person walking down the road. And you understand the person that could see and was smart helped along the blind person the whole way and brought him into the house. And the Medrash says when they went into the house, then the smart person told the blind person, put on the lights for me. So he started to laugh. You need me to put lights on for you? So he said, yes, I want to give you the opportunity to thank me. And that's the marshal that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a smart person that could see. And Klai Yisrael is blind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the light. And now by the menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aaron the opportunity to like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out the avoda of the menorah was HaKaras HaToyv, was an avoda of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light that he gave us. And that's Pshat this Medrash that Rashi brings down, that the avoda of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest avoda we could do. It's more chashiv than the kabonis that Aaron brought. That's why when Aaron felt bad, the only time he was appeased was when he heard that he could do the avoid of that locus aneris, that which is an avoid of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKaras HaToyv. And we're saying now, that's the Yisrael of Shavuos also, to have HaKaras HaToyv, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that Hashem gave us a special matana, Hashem gave us this special gift of the Torah, and not to feel like Klai Yisrael did at the Chet, Vayisom, that they ran away from our sin as if to say we have too much Torah, we don't need any more. No, we have to go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize the great present we got. And more we get, the more and more happy we are. If we can't, the more Torah we learn, the more happy we become. And that's why Shavuos is a Zman Tak of Simcha. Like every Yom Tov is a Zman of Simcha. True, Sukkot is special for Zman Simcha Seinu. Shavuos has special Ribuyin even more. But I call upon him, the Torah says the union of Simcha by all the Yom Tovim, and we learn it out from Shavuos. Because when we receive the Torah by the Matana that Hashem gave us, that's our millions. For that has to keep us happy that no small things could bother us. They considered nothing Ephes Nogea to the Matana that we received of the Torah. And who are then when we go to learn the Torah, when we go to do the mitzvahs, we have to do them a simcha. We have to realize the HaKaras HaToyv, that this is our chiyus, this is our chayim, this is our life. By doing the mitzvah, by learning the Torah, that keeps us alive. This is a limud for the whole year. When you go to do mitzvahs, when you go to learn Torah, you have to learn it b'simcha. You have to be happy. That's the way of chinuch, to teach your children that way, for Rebbe to teach his own Talmidim that way, that if the father is happy when he does the mitzvahs, the children learn also. It's an important thing to do the mitzvahs. And they also do it for happiness. Mashenka, if the father does the mitzvah, but he kvetches, oy vey, it's hard, but I'm still doing it, or the Rebbe is going around sourpuss, he's not happy, the Talmidim also don't see the greatness of the Torah. The children don't do the mitzvah so good. The father does it. but the children see already the way the father is kvetching, it's hard to do it, they're not going to do it altogether. The way chinuch, the way we teach our children, our tamidim, is the more simcha we have, the more happiness when we do the mitzvah. So they see, they realize how chashuv it is, how great it is the mitzvah, how much it means to us. And for that, they'll also learn to do the mitzvahs with a bigger cheshev, with a bigger avo. And that's the yisoid of shvuas, to learn to do the mitzvahs, to do the Torah, b'yavo, with a cheshek, b'simcha, to realize this great matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And this is our chiyas, this is our life. And if something knows, that's what's keeping us alive. That's the millions. A person does it b'simcha. That's the prophet, if do us Hashem b'simcha. We have to realize and thank Hashem for this great Torah that He gave us, how lucky we are to have it.
Now, there is another part to Shavuos also we know in the Torah. The Torah calls Shavuos Chag HaBikurim. It says, Ubayim HaBikurim. That Shavuos is called Bikurim. The question is, why do we call Shavuos Bikurim? True, this is the time we start bringing the Bikurim after Shavuos. That's the time when the clients, when the Yidin start to bring their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. But why is Shavuos called Bikurim? The Chur Shavuos has to do with Kabbalah Satorah. Also, the first Rashi in Chumash and Bereishis says that one of the Pshatim of Bereishis is Bishvil Bikurim Shenik Bereishis, that the world was created because of Bikurim. Like, what's so great about Bikurim? Also, we spoke about before, we said non Shavuos, the Gemara says in Psochim that Akil Moedim Debina Nami Lochem. On Shavuos, you have to have Lochem, even though on a regular Yom Tov, there's a Man Yom that it says you could have Kulul Hashem. But on Shavuos, you have to have lochem, you have to have gashmis, you have to eat. And the Gemara says, why? Because HaKol Moedim, because Yom Shenit no Torah, Shin Shavuos is the day that the Torah was given, therefore we have to have lochem. Chur Kasha should be just the opposite. Since it's the day the Torah was given, it should be a day of Kulul Hashem. Why on Shavuos do we have to have lochem? Also, the special korban, the mincha that we bring on Shavuos is called the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Shtei HaLechem, the Pasuk calls it a mincha chadosha, and really what it is it's the first time they bring a mincha from chitim, from the new crop, the new chodesh-like. The first time they use the chitim is the korban, the mincha Shtei HaLechem. And it's brought from chametz also. So the kashrut is, why do we have to bring the Shtei HaLechem? Why is it brought from chametz on Shavuos? By chametz, his merum is in gashmis, chametz. So why on Shavuos punkt we have to bring the mincha made from chametz? The pshat could be really like we know spoke that there was a machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, that the Malachim wanted the Torah should stay in Shemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was lucky to get it. And some of us learned the pshat is that the Malachim tainit that the Torah is kula ruchnis, is kedusha, and a person or Adam in this world is gashmis, he has a goof. So how could the Torah come together with a person? That's why the Malachim wanted the Torah to be in Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was leichy with the Torah because the pshat is that true, a person has gashmis, but a person also has a neshama. A person is made out of both, out of ruchnis and gashmis. And the thing that puts the two together, that makes shalom between the two, is Torah. Torah has the power to be mekadesh, even the gashmis that we do, even the achilah, the enjoyment. It's also supposed to be done through a Torahic way, which is mekadeshit. And really, this is the yisoid of Shabbos also. And that's why it's good, why the Gemara says, HaKol Moedim, that Torah was nitnu b'Shabbos. It's machlokes if the Torah was given on Vov or on Zayin b'Sivan, but everybody's maskim was given on Shabbos. Because the Yisoid of Shabbos is also like this. Shabbos is Mekadesh the Gashmias. Because one spoke that Rashi and Bey says, the meaning of the Neshama Yisrael we have on Shabbos is, you have more achofres halei, that you can eat more on Shabbos. So what's the pshat, eat more on Shabbos? The pshat is the koyach of Shabbos is to Mekadesh the Gashmias. And that's what the Torah is. Torah is to Mekadesh, even the Gashmis that we have. And the Pshat is that we have to realize everything we have comes from Hashem. And Hashem is Kula Kedusha, Kula Taira. Therefore, if we realize the Gashmis, the food, whatever we need, comes from Hashem, we realize that it's Moli Kedusha. So therefore, on Shavuos, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu like was Zeicha to get the Torah was that he taught the Malachim that the Koyach of the Torah is not only Ruchnis and Shemayim, but the Torah has the power to be Mekadesh even the Gashmis on this world. And if that's the power of the Torah has to be given to Bnei Yodim, that we could use it to Mekadesh ourselves with it. So it comes out that the reason why we were Zeich in the Torah was in order to be able to use this Koyach that the Torah has for us, for people, Bnei Yodim, for our Gashmis to be Mekadesh it. Therefore, it's very good with our Kol Moedim, the Atzeres Bina Nami Lochem, on Atzeres and Shavuos, we have to have Gashmis, we have to eat well.
Why? Because Yerim Shinitnu Batorah. Because this is the Koyach of the Torah. The Torah has the Koyach to be Mekadesh, even the Gashmis we do. So therefore, on Shavuos, the day the Torah was given, we have to have Lochem. Now, this is also good, the Indian of Bikurim. The Yisrael of Bikurim is that we know when Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, so after we went in there, it's possible we couldn't forget that Hashem gave it to us. And we think that it belongs to us, it's ours. Koychiv Yaitzim Yodhi Yosef Tzachayel Azeh. So Hashem made a lot of mitzvahs to remember that everything comes from Hashem. First of all, there's a mitzvah of Orla. The first 3 years we can't eat from the Paris. We have to realize that it's Kulo Hashem. Then there's Netar Ravai. But then from then on, every year, what makes us remind us that everything really belongs to Hashem? Hashem is what gave it to us. That's this mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim is every year the first crop, the best of the crop. You come and give some Paris, you give some of the Zayin Aminim, you bring it to the Kohen, like giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shows that you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave us these Paris, these fruits. So the Yisrael of Bikurim is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the Gashmis. The Mela will realize that there's Kedusha in it, and that's the Koyach to Mekadesh us. That's why Bereishis Rashi says, B'shvil HaBikurim Shenikra Reishis, that the Yisrael of this world is to remind us. We should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us everything. And that's what Bikurim is. That's the limit we have from Bikurim, that Hashem is the one that gives us our Paris. Hu Adin, that's Yom HaShavuos. The Chag HaShavuos, he said, is called Chag HaBikurim, the Torah calls it. The Yom HaBikurim, because Shavuos also, the Torah is a koyach to be Mekadesh ourselves, to Mekadesh even the Gashmis. And how do we do it? By realizing that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that gave it to us. Hashem is Moli Kedusha. He's the one that gives it to us. And the more we realize this, the more Taka, the Kedusha of the Torah, will be Mekadesh us. So it's very good why Shavuos is Merum is in Yom HaBikurim. And that's also good why...
Now, this Yom Tov of Shavuos in the Torah, it has different names. First, in Parashas Mishpatim, Perach of Gimel, in Pasik, Tes Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'chag ha-kotzir, v'kurei ma'secha she'tizra basode. So it calls this Yom Tov of Shavuos, V'chag ha-kotzir. It's the Yom Tov of cutting down the tfua, the grain from the fields. Also, v'kurei ma'secha, Rashi explains, there's the Zman of Avos Bikurim. This is the time we start to bring Bikurim. Like on Shavuos, we know there's a special mincha, that we bring the Shtei HaLechem that comes in our service, and the Shtei HaLechem that was Matir the Chodesh to be brought for the Menachos. From now on, we can bring the new wheat for Menachos and to start to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So this Chag HaKotzer means it's the beginning, is the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat for the Shtei HaLechem and for the Inyan of Bikurim. Agav, this is one of the reasons why we lay Megillus Rus on Shavuos, because Megillus Rus was also the Zman HaKtzir, it was the time of cutting down, harvesting, that's this Zman of Shavuos. Then in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Dalid, Posik Chav Beis, the Posik says, V'chag Shavuos Tasalucho, you should make a Chag of Shavuos, Bikurei Kitzir Chitim, again the Pasuk calls the beginning of cutting down the wheat, but here it calls V'chag Shavuos. In similar, in Parshas Re'eh, in Devarim Tes Zayin, in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, V'yosisa Chag Shavuos, La'ashem Olakecha, also calls this Chag Shavuos. To sound here in Re'eh, the word Shavuos is with the Vav, it's a mole, and here in Kisisa, the word V'chag Shavuos is a chaser, does not have the vav. But these two places, the Torah calls this Yom Tov Chag Shavuos. We'll explain why is it called Shavuos. Pashat Shavuos means weeks. Like we know, we have to count 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos, and then we make the Chag HaShavuos. So it's called Loshen of Shavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Then in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, Perichov Ches, Posichovov, it says, Uveyoim habikurim, Bahakrivchem mincho chadosh al Hashem, Beshavu asechem. See, the Posach calls Shavuos Uviyom HaBikurim, the day of bringing Bikurim, which is the Mincha Chadosha, that was the first time from the new crop, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbeach. So this Yontav is also called Chag of Biyom HaBikurim. And in Lashon Chazal, we call Shavuos Atzeres. It's called the Chag Atzeres. Even though the Psukim doesn't call it Atzeres, we know Atzeres goes on Shmini Atzeres after Sukkis. But in Chazal, we call Shavuos Lashon of Atzeres. And Atzeres means Lashon of holding back, meaning after we just had the Yontav of Pesach, all the Kedusha we received then, we don't want to just leave Hashem and leave the Kedusha, but Atzeres is Lashon of holding back, staying with it. We hold back, we hold it for another 49 days until the Chag HaShavuos. And really by Sukkot is also the same way. Shmini Atzeres, like Rashi brings down the Medrash, that at the end of Sukkot it's hard, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's hard to leave the Yom Tov. So Hashem says, please stay with me one more day, hold yourself back, stay with me one more day. And really the Medrash says, the Yalkut says that really by Shmini Atzeres also should have really been 50 days after Chag HaSukkos. Just then it will be in the time of the rain, so we do not want to push it off so much to let Klai Yisrael to go home in the rain. But really there isn't any of Atzeres holding yourself back, staying with Gedusha a certain amount of time. Now in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk of Atzeres he, Kom Lecha Savoy Delo Sasum, his Pasuk Lamed Vov, when the Pasuk talks about Shmini Atzeres, that Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk calls it Atzeres. So the Ramban over here explains that, like we just said from Rashi, it comes the end of Sukkot, it's hard to leave, so Hashem says, please wait one more day, stay with me one more day. The Ramban explains the same thing by Shavuos. That the Ramban says, V'lakach, therefore, Yikru Rabbeinu Zal, the Rabbonim means Chazal call, V'chol Mokom Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. In Chazal, we always call this Yom Tov of Shavuos with the Lashon of Atzeres. And explains, because first Hashem gave us the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag of Pesach, for 7 days. And it has Kedusha one day first and one day the last day. The seventh day has Kedusha. And then Hashem gave us a long Chol HaMoed, the days of Svira that we count 49 days, Ramban says. That's like a Chol HaMoed in between one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And when it comes the end of Chol HaMoed, which is the Chag HaShavuos, that's the Lashon of Atzeres. Like, please stay back, hold back with me one more Yom Tov to have another day totally with Hashem. Which this was the Yom Matan Torah, that Ramban says, Sheherim bo yes isho hagdoloi, that Kosh Baruch Hu showed us his great fire, his greatness, udvorov shomo mitoichesh. We heard the words of Hashem through fire. So that's the Lashon of Atzeres. And to try and explain all these different names, what they have to do one and another, this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, the Yom Tov of Chag HaBikurim, the Yom Tov of Chag HaKetzir, and the Sinyan of Atzeres. Now we know, we count Sviras HaYimah, but the Pasuk says in Emor, that Darbro B'nei Yisrael V'yamatru Aleihem, Ki Sivoi V'Eloretz Asher Ani Noisen Lachem, Uktzartem Es Ketzira, that is a mitzvah on the second day of Pesach to bring the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer is, that's the beginning, the first time we cut down the new barley, and we brought a mincha from the barley. This is the first time the new barley was brought on the Mizbech. Again, the new wheat, that was first brought on Shavuos, the Shteh Lechem, that was the first time wheat, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbech. But on Yom HaOmer, on the second day of Pesach, that's when they brought the first time the new barley on the Mizbech. And then the Pasuk says, after this mitzvah of Omer, it says, Usvartem lochem mimochros ha-shabzim aviachem es Omer atunufom sheva shabosos tmimus yenu. We have the mitzvah of Svira to count now 7 complete weeks from the time that we brought the Omer until Al mimorchus haShabbos haShvi tishvach hamishim yoim v'ikravtem mincha chadosh chadosh el Hashem, and then on the 50th day, which is the Chag HaShavuos, we bring a mincha chadosha. We bring another mincha, and this is the Shtei HaLechem. that's brought from the new wheat. This is the first time the new crop of wheat is brought on the Mizbech. Now, even though the Chinuch L'Moshel, the Rasitas HaRishonim that hold that the Mitzvos HaSfiras Oimo applies B'Zman HaZeh Midiraisa, means even though we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have the Korban Oimer, still there's a Mitzvah of Sfira. And the Chinuch explains that the Ikka Mitzvah Sfiras Oimer is to count from Pesach until the Chag HaShavuos, until the Chag of Matan of Kabbalah Satera. It shows if we're so happy we're waiting for the Kabbalah Satera. So for the Cheshivas of the Kabbalah Satera, that's why we have a mitzvah now to count every single day to show how happy we are, like we're waiting, we can't wait until we come to the day of Chag HaShavuos. So really the Inyan of Sfiras Oimer does not have to do with the Korban Oimer. It's an Inyan of counting, of showing how we're waiting for the Kabbalah Satera. But still the Pasuk calls it Usfartum Lachem Imorchus HaShabbos Miyom Avichem Es Oimer Hatnu for Sheva Shabbosos. The Pasuk still calls it, they were counting now 7 weeks from the time we brought the Oimer. Mashmah, the Oimer does have to do with this Inyan of Sfiras Oimer. And the same thing, it's interesting, at the end of Sfiras Oimer, when we come to the 50th day of Shavuos, we said one Pasuk calls it Yom HaBikurim. This is the day we start to bring the Bikurim, or else this is the day we bring the Mincha Chadosh Yom HaKetzir. This is the day we cut down the new wheat, and we bring the new wheat on the Mizbech. It's also an Inyan of bringing something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Oimer is bringing the first barley on the Mizbech for Mincha, and Shavuos is an Inyan of bringing the first wheat, the Shteh Lechem, for a Mincha on the Mizbech. And Bikurim for sure is like that. Bikurim is bringing the first crop, the first fruits that we have from the Shiva Saminim. There's a mitzvah to bring it and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is this Inyan? This is to show us that we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one that's giving us everything. Because even the crops, the wheat, the barley that we have, we realize it comes from Hashem. We want to thank HaBakoros HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why He gave us this. That's the meaning of the Oimer, to show that the beginning of the crop, the Chodesh, we appreciate Hashem gave it to us. Same thing on the B'yom HaBikurim, on the Chag HaShavuos, the Mincha Chadosh is to thank Hashem for the wheat. And Bechlal, the mitzvah of Bikurim is also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these Shiva Saminim that He gave us. Really, there's a Medrash on the first Pasuk in Chumash of Bereishis Bor Lakim, that the Medrash says that Bereishis goes on Bikurim. Bishvil Bikurim Shenikru Reishis Nivru Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for this mitzvah Bikurim. What's so important about the mitzvah Bikurim? It also is to show us, Bikurim shows us, that everything we receive in this world, we appreciate that it comes from Hashem. We give Him back HaKadosh HaTov, we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave it to us. And this is the purpose of this world. There's a Zoya like this that says the purpose of this world is Lishtem Ododoyi, is to realize, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate Him, to see all the good that He's giving us, to come to be makah, the greatness of Hashem. That's the purpose of this world. So Bikurim brings us for that. In fact, we bring the Reishis, the beginning of the crop that grows, our labor, and not to think it's all our work, but to realize it's a matana from Hashem. Now we're mekayim the tachlis of this world. Now we'll soon explain more. But just let's go into the other name. The name that we saw this Yontav is called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Kipshuta Shavuos means the 7 weeks that we count. There's a Sfasemis that explains from the Medrash that Shavuos also goes on the double Lashon of a Shavua, that they were Mushva V'yomid Mehasinai. This is the Yontav that we swore to accept upon ourselves the Torah. But the Pashup Shat is Chag HaShavuos goes on the 7 weeks. And really, the Achreinim answer for a question, like on Chag HaShavuos, the 7 weeks passed by already. They're not here anymore. So how come we call the 50th day the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that those 7 weeks passed by already? It's in the past. We should have given it a new name. Why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? And the pshat is that this Yom Tov of Shavuos is the Yom Tov of our preparation, our hachona, how much work we put in to retain the Kedusha, to be able to receive the Torah. In other words, that on Chag HaPesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all other nations. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He made the Eser HaMakos. He made all the Nisim Alayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. And the Chazal always say that Pesach is called Is Ru'ua Dili'ela. It's like a Matana Min HaShemayim. Klai Yisrael was not at the Madrega to have such Kedusha. Before that, in the Memtesh Shari Tum in Mitzrayim, there was a Matana Hashem like Pesach. Hashem jumped over Horim, jumped over and gave us great Madregas, brought us to tremendous amount of Kedusha, like it says, Masheror Shivcha Layam Leroy Yecheska Ben Buzi. What a Shivcha was able to see the greatness of Hashem, that Mayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo, they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Zakeh Levi Anveyu by Kriyas Yamsuf. Yechezkel Ben Buzi did not see that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself a tremendous amount of Kedusha of Zakeh Levi Anveyu by Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we were not at the Madrega to keep it. But the pshat is that Hashem gave it to us, and our Avodah now is to hold on to it. Our Avodah is to work with that Kedusha, that it should become part of us. It should be our Kedusha, that we should deserve to really have the Torah. We should deserve to really have the Kedusha. So therefore, this Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's called Chag HaShavuos, means the Chag of the 7 weeks that we worked upon ourselves, the Yemei Svira, that we worked upon ourselves to retain the Kedusha, and make the Kedusha dissolve in us, to become part of us, to become ours. Therefore we can have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. Like we know, Yom Tov of Shavuos we call in Davening, we say, it's Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the Zaman Matan, the Matana Torah Seinu, our Torah. The question is, why do we call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu? We just should have said, Zaman Matan Torah. This is the Zaman, the time that Hashem gave the Torah. Zaman Matan Torah. How can we call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, our Torah? The pshat is that on Pesach, that's when Hashem gave us a Matana. That's when Hashem lifted us up, even though we didn't deserve it. But throughout these next 7 weeks, these Yemei Svira, the days that we work upon ourselves, it's called Hachana, preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, that when we finally come to the Chag HaShavuos, we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it became part of us already. Now we are at the Madrega of Kedusha. Now we deserve the Torah because we're at that Madrega. So that's this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos. It's the Yom Tov after preparing yourself, working on yourself for 7 weeks to retain the Kedusha that we received then by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it becomes our Torah. Then Mefarshim all speak out, just like by a Zav or by a Nidom, there's Ninyan of Zayin Nikiyim, means if they're Tomei, after the Tumah goes away, they have to wait 7 days to become Tor, called Zayin Nikiyim. Same thing by Klai Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were in the middle of the Tumas Mitzrayim, they had a lot of Tumah with them. And they had to work on themselves to take away that Tumah, to make themselves pure. Therefore, they had to count 7 times these Zayin Nikiyim. It wasn't enough just once, 7 days, but the Tumah was so great there that they had to work upon themselves.